what an honor and a joy to be here. I was thinking a while ago, what in the world am I doing here? But the Lord knows what He's doing. I've learned this, and I try to practice this. I say, Lord, of course, I've prayed for years, let my last days be my best days. But I said, Lord, I'm on the platter. If you want to serve me, serve me. I'm willing. But without Him, we're nothing. But what an honor. And I mean that. This church, I tell you, I told my wife, this is not the ordinary. You don't have the ordinary preacher. Don't take long to figure that out. But I come with one desire, and that's just to try to be a blessing, try to be a help and encouragement, and, you know, to be a refreshing from the Lord through the Scriptures, you know, to just to worship with you and serve, just learn maybe a little bit. I've been not as young as I used to be. I'm older than Brother Spenny. And that's old. But I remember preaching for Finney Ballou when he didn't have 13, had more missionaries than he did people in his church. What, Jackson, Tennessee? Or, yes. Anyway, that's been a long time ago, but I tell you, but if we'll just keep that one thing in mind, just to seek the Lord's face and to learn, you learn, I'm sure, as you go along to. And really, we are with that. And I'm going to try to preach something I've never preached in a mission conference. And I preach a lot of mission conferences, help in them sometimes. But, you know, I was thinking about this, and I even questioned myself this morning. I got up and I said, Lord, I've never preached this in a mission conference, but I believe, it didn't take me long. I mean, you've been preaching, I guess I've been preaching 54 or 5 years. I don't know how long, but when you know when God's leading, when He's not, if you're following Him, you know. But turn to John chapter 4, and I'm going to read just a few verses here. John chapter 4, and I'm going to begin in verse 34. By the way, I thank the Lord for the church, don't you? And there's two aspects of the church. One of them is just what we get in fellowship. The other one's to try to get people to Jesus. I believe that's the two main things. But here it says in verse 34, Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are white already unto harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, gathered fruit unto it life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, another reapeth. I send you to reap that whereon you bestow no labor. Other men labor, and ye are entered into their labors. Father, Lord, you know I can't do nothing. Lord, I can't preach. But God, I'm glad it's not me. Lord, I'm glad I'm wrapped in your righteousness, clothed in your love. God, within ourselves, we're nothing. But you said, reckon yourself dead, but alive unto Christ. Lord, I don't understand it all. But Lord, I was reading the other day there in Corinthians, Lord, where it said you were made sin. Lord, that's an impossibility. You're holy, total holy. Lord, but yet you've done it for a purpose. You took the penalty of sin that we might be made righteous. And Lord, we stand here not looking at ourselves as we can see it. But Lord, when you look at us, you see Jesus and the blood that cleanses from all sin. Help us now these few minutes, God, to get a message across. Lord, we'll never forget and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. But I want to take the word there in verse 34. You know, it says, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. Well, now we know Jesus came into this world and He done His part. He done everything. When he stretched out his hands and said, "It's finished," there's nothing else to do or could be done. I mean, he died with his arms outstretched saying, "It's finished." But is the work finished? As the Father sent me, even so send I you.
Amen.
God's complete plan is not finished. And I don't know how much longer we lack. But I know one thing. Over there in the book of Acts, 8 and 9, maybe I'll just take my time and read some of these. Acts, I think it's chapter 8. I can get over here to where it's at. And verse 8 and 9 in the book of Acts. Then I went too far. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Here it is. Look what it says. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. About the last thing he said, go. He handed it to us, folks, whether we accept it or not.
Amen.
The burden's on us. We can't do it. We know that. I mean, I know that. In fact, his last words, though, was here. But aren't you glad that there's something in me you can't see?
Yep. Yes, preacher.
Old Zeb McDash, old mountain preacher. Which are the same home church. He used to say, "Oh, if I could just unzip." If you could see what's in here.
Yeah.
It's real.
Hey.
Yes, preacher.
But he said, finished his work. The word "go ye" in the Bible once enough. And I believe it's about 42 times in the King James Bible says, "Go ye." Go ye. In fact, 7 times just there in the book of Matthew. Go ye. So it's real. We need to go.
Yes.
At any cost. And what an honor, though. Can you imagine God picking you? I'm just a dumb old country boy. I never thought I'd be out of Buncombe County, I don't guess, when I was a boy. But I've got to go around the world. Say, Jesus saves! Literally around the world. And I tell you, this is what's on my heart, and I'll try to not take too long, but we're going to give an account of our day, by the way. We read about all these great men before us. They done a good job. But we're going to face God for our day.
Yeah, yes, sir.
This thing of serving the Lord is pretty serious.
Yes, sir.
We were allowed of God to be put in trust. That's already been mentioned. I don't think Paul could ever grasp that there in Timothy. He said, "You're telling me? Faithful putting me into the ministry?" I never understand God putting me in, but He did. I'm thrilled to death. I wouldn't trade it for a million worlds.
Well, I
know not everybody's a preacher or a missionary, but we all should have a burden. You know, Paul, I believe, woke up every morning. He said, "I'm a debtor." That's what Romans 1 for. He says, "I'm a debtor. We owe a debt." He said, "I press." Sometimes you got to push. You got to go anyhow. It ain't always easy. But this thought the other day, I was thinking, praying. I got a lot of messages I could preach. But if we're going to finish His work, don't you think? And I know it'll occur if you realize who you're working for. And the job we've got to do, it'll make you want to do something. But finish His work, don't you think we ought to do it like He done it? And those good examples. But Jesus had a deep compassion and a burden to do the will of the Father. You know, I said I've been around the world, but God loved the world. You know, I've been to where, and I will be. I'll be in, Lord willing, just in a few days in the Philippines. Many of them little huts and things, and I'll be there a few weeks. Then on in last April and May, I'll be in India and just nothing. But you can get used to poverty. Oh, first time you see it, you think you'll die. But you see it enough, you just, you know, you get used to it. And I'm afraid we're getting used to seeing people lost. A burden like we, you can't do much without a burden. And you can't, you hard to stop if you ever get one. If God ever sees fit to get you, a burden in your heart. Troubles and trials, yes, everybody has them, but you'll keep a pushing. I press for the mark of the high calling of God. Oh my, the disciples, they went to sleep when Jesus out there, we were crying and praying all night. I'm afraid, folk, I'm afraid that we went to sleep to some degree. I thought when the preacher said a while this morning, I guess it was, pray, where is the Holy Ghost? He's still here, but there's something lacking in that conviction. I've seen it, I know. Well, I know one thing, ain't not much of a burden. But oh, I remember, I'm just, like I said, born and raised in the country. I never seen a missionary like grown had young had children. Never. Never. But oh my, I remember my mother had a burden. She'd get over across the creek in an old outhouse and pray by the hour and hour and hour. First thing Daddy ever taught me, I was about 5 or 6 years old. I'm country, you'll have to put up with that. But we had in the summertime, we had the cows away over yonder in the pasture, and you had to go through a patch of woods to get over there. But that's about halfway through them woods, ain't a big old chestnut log laying there. And Daddy kept a place bigger than this right here. He wouldn't even let leaves lay in it. He'd cut a limb off and he'd hang his milk bucket up there and he'd get on his knees and pray, going every day, every day. But I've heard him say it and I remember going, but he said many times I'd run ahead of him, but I'd never pass that spot. Said when he gets there, I'd be over there next that log on my knees waiting on him. What lessons we need to teach our children. Oh, we need by example. Not just tell them, but, well, didn't know I was going to say none of that, but anyhow, we have a responsibility. But I remember when mothers had felt responsible for their children. I remember churches felt responsible for their area where God put them. But we just need to get a hold of God. That's all I know. We need to get a burden. There's nothing, hardly. If you ever get a burden, some people don't know what a burden is. I mean, I believe in fasting, but if you ever get a burden just right, you may not have to fast. You may not get hungry. It'll work. Fasting and praying, these only come by. But I'm saying, if you ever really get a burden, do you think you'll die unless God does something? That's a burden. And I'm nothing. I ain't worthy to be here. But if I can ever get there, I can show it to you. If I ever get to the place and I think, Lord, if you don't do something, I'll die. But He'll do it every time.
Amen.
Well, you know, and it ain't always easy, that's for sure. But I'm just saying, just be like who was old Andrew. He just brought people to Jesus. And we need to, that's part of our job. And it's not always easy. Paul labored under a burden. He knew what it was to be hungry and cold and tired. But did he quit? No. He lived in constant danger, I guess, just about. And, you know, spent many months in prison. Did he stop? What did he do? Put him in prison. He'd start writing.
Yeah.
About 14 books here.
Right. Yeah.
Boys, in his heart.
Yeah.
You get in your heart, you'll keep it going.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Boy, he knew what it was. A pure, But oh, I wish I could say what Paul did, you know, there in, or in Acts 20, I believe it is. I don't think he marked that, but you know, over there in Acts 20, yeah, here it is. Acts 20, in fact, there, and let me just read verse 2 here. Of course, you know, he went through all these things, but verse 2, I'll just pick up verse 24. He said, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. And amen. Is that what it says? Finish my with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord. To testify the gospel of the grace of God. But look on down to verse 26. I've read that verse many times. I said, oh, I wish I could say that. Paul said this. He said, wherefore I take you to record this day, I'm pure from the blood of all men. I mean, he had such a burden. He said, night and day I've not failed to warn you. It's on his mind all the time. I'm a debtor. He woke up every morning, I got to pay that debt. Yes. I would to God we could get that. Oh my. Boy, that I might. One place, where's that in Corinthians, isn't it, where it says that I might save some? You won't save everybody. You won't see everybody saved, but you'll get some. Right. Oh, Brooks up there. Yeah, 30 cents. I told fast. That's worth every bit of the trip here. Just because I'd seen him before, and worth everything Brooks ever went through to get up there and to have one.
Yeah.
I believe he's real, buddy.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. It'll work. It'll work. You'll save some. Oh my, but Jesus had that burden, that compassion, and you won't go far without it. And he had a clear understanding of his mission. Now I'm saying, it's his work we're in. We need that. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. You know, Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. We need to have that upon our hearts and our mind. And he lived that example. He won that woman at the well. Yes, sir. Hell, Nicodemus at night. There's Zacchaeus up a tree. I mean, anywhere you go. That maniac in the graveyard. And where he met people. That thief on the cross. I mean, right down to the very end. He's still the same soul. Had that on his heart and on his mind. Oh, my. We were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. And I tell you, he counted me faithful. Boy, I ain't got over that. Putting me. But he puts you in there too. We got a job to do is what I'm saying. No place to stop. He said, occupy till I come. Yeah. Occupy. Our mission is to try to just get people to salvation. Yeah. I mean, I tell everybody that comes under our board. I'm director of Anchor Baptist Missions. But we get somebody fixing to go out on deputation and all. I said, listen, you're not here. You're not going there in that church to straighten everything out. You may see a lot of things you don't agree with. That ain't your job. You're there to put your burden on their heart. And I believe that's right. It ain't my job to come in here. I don't care what it was. Well, I ain't seen nothing they didn't like so far, but I ain't here to straighten it out. I'm here to put a burden on their heart to do right for God. Oh, my. Our mission is just tell them Jesus loves you. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. You know, Jesus told us there. What's in Luke, ain't it? Where it said, Luke 24, when he held out his hands, showed him the scars. He said, go. Yeah. That's what he wants. And that's still the same today if we just do that. But Jesus came with total commitment. And that ain't easy on the flesh. But you know, he came to do the will of the Father. And what I'm saying, if it's his work and we're here to finish his work, we need to do some things like he done it. He had that burden, that compassion. Oh, he wept over Jerusalem. Yeah. Would to God we could get there. And he had that, and he came with total commitment here. You know, I mean, unreserved. There wasn't no part-time with him. He left heaven for one purpose. 7 days a week, night, All he had on his mind is people lost and, of course, saved too. That's what we do. You don't get a... But I'll tell you, how do you get a burden? I mean, really, to be dedicated and committed. The only way I know is just get close to God. Oh, Ray Long, you say, screws up to God. I know we were getting our first started. Man, it seemed like everything had fell apart, and I'd left my call to preach, and old Ray called me up after church, and he squeezed me, and it hurt. He said, son, just scooch up to God.
Yeah.
If you get that close to Him, it won't be long.
Yeah.
Your heart, your eyes, your hands, your feet, you'll be a thinking like He thinks and doing what He done. Whoo. Our motives will be like His. If we'll just get in it. If we just scrooge up to Him. Listen to Him. And I've said this hundreds of times. And I believe it. If you'll follow Him. And just abide in Him. We know we can do nothing. We've heard that all last night and today. We're nothing. But if we'll just... He'll do the work, folks. He'll do the work if you'll give Him the glory. That's all He wants. Give Him the glory, but when you get to heaven, there's reward for something.
Yes.
He might just say, preacher, you was faithful. You followed me and I've done the work, but I'm going to give you the reward like you done it.
Yeah.
You know you didn't. You can't do nothing. We're nothing.
Yeah.
But we're hooked in something pretty big.
Yeah.
We're hooked in.
Yeah.
Direct. Oh my. Don't the Bible say, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Let this mind be in you, as the Father sent me, and so send I you. Boy, it's pretty serious, folk. Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I tell you, it's a big responsibility. But we'll have no excuse when we face Him. But I must work the works while it's day. You know, I'm surprised that we're still here. I didn't think I'd ever live to be almost 77 years old. Never did. And I didn't think I'd ever get out, especially even out of North Carolina, let alone around the world. But it's God. It's God. You'll never get used to following God. But He come, and here's the secret, folk. He come, Jesus. He is God, but He is full of the Holy Ghost.
That's
what the Bible says. When you know, when Jesus being tempted of the devil there in the wilderness, the Bible says there in Luke 4, I believe it is, He returned in the power of the Spirit. Oh, I wish we could make that. I was reading though this morning, and I prayed this morning over there in 1 Samuel, and I hope I'm in context, but in chapter 10 and verse 6, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them. And here's what I put, Lord help me, I wrote it in my Bible. It says, that shall be turned into another man before I left the motel. I said, Lord, I don't know why I'm here. Lord, turn me into another man. Let that inward man show. I got him. I got him. I wish you could see. He's there.
Yeah.
And that's what we ought to pray, I reckon. But turn us into another man. We know what we are. We can't do it, but God can.
Yeah.
And we just, it's preached like, at thy word.
Yes,
do you realize? I mean, when you get, just following the Lord, He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men.
Yes.
And if we'll do that, you know, that sounds simple, don't it? Just, okay. Like Peter, he didn't hesitate a second. He said, Lord, forbid you bid me come. He said, come. Just that quick. And I'll tell you right now, that sounds simple, but it's pretty big step out on that water. But God will take care of it. I tell you, really all the creation come from that, just at thy word. I was thinking this morning early. He said, let there be light. Boom. I mean, you can go through a lot of things. You know. Oh, my. Waters come together. Here they are. He's God. Our minds won't go there. dry land up here, there it is. I mean, and I know all this, but I'm just saying today, you know, that's where the worlds were framed. Isn't that what the Bible says? By the words of his mouth. And all the saints and angels and everybody, they've all walked. And I think about old Noah. He built an ark on dry ground. But he knew he was doing what the preacher preached. Just the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Said, build an ark. not ask people mocking and laughing and everything. I don't know. But anyway, he built an ark. And that's what we just, at that word, no matter Abraham, he leaves that place that he preached about. He leaves that place. Oh, my. Not knowing. I know, maybe we ought to tell this, maybe. How's a, in one way, it's embarrassing. But I back when I was on deputation, I guess it's a shining light down in Texas. But anyway, I had a church booked, and I've been to that church. Now, it sounds crazy, and I thought I was crazy. But I drove, and I'd drive inside of that church and turn the wrong way. And I drove to Calvary Baptist Church in Hendersonville, and the Holy Spirit wouldn't let me go in. It's a good church. I went to Bethel Church, Bethany. I couldn't go in. And I turned around to my family. And it's church time. Here I am out on the road. My wife's sitting here, and she verified this. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know what's wrong. I said, I don't miss church, but somehow, and I made this statement, and this is long before I ever come to work at Anchor. I said, I think I can find Anchor Baptist Church. I said, I'd rather hear Randy Barton say amen and some people to preach. I'll never forget saying that. And I drove, they done had Sunday school, he's in the pulpit, and I walked in the back. He said, sing another song. He come all the way to the back. He said, Brother Whitmore, I believe God sent you here to preach. And I preached Hebrews 11, verse 1. Never forget it. Because I'm nothing, but he said that's what turned Anchor around, don't they? You know, faith is a substance, but you don't start out with substance. It's the things hoped for. Get your hope. Walk toward it. If you'll get your hope and walk toward it, the evidence of things not seen, you'll hold substance. God won't let you down. No, look around. Has God ever done anything for anybody else? He'll do it for you. That's what you want. Look at it. That's evidence. You can back that verse up backwards. Evidence, hope, and substance. I ain't preaching what he preached, but I'm telling you, that's the way it works. You don't start out with substance. Well, I know. I could give you a lot of illustrations, but anyway, I could just use a lot of Bible illustrations. Oh, Moses, when he lifted up had that word. You know, Elijah, when he went and told Ahab, God just told him to. Well, that wasn't easy on the flesh, I don't guess, but he obeyed God. Yeah. You just take God at his word and do what he says. And you know, wouldn't you love to see old Peter when he hadn't caught nothing? Jesus said, cast on the right side. He couldn't believe it. You ever see it? You ever got a hold of something you can't believe, but you got to look at it? It's there. You can't deny it.
Amen.
Oh, he had. Where'd it come from? God didn't have to run out there and pour none in. But boy, God could sure make them jump in. God can still cause things, folk. And I'm just saying today, oh, if we could just get a hold of what Brother Lou was right down on faith and all these others. Oh, Noah built that ark. Just at thy word, and I can go on and on. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. You never do much till you get a burden, though. And none of these, you know, faith until you get some hope in your life. I mean, it ain't going to just fall. You got to add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. But if you'll do that, I tell you, just, what's hope? Look at some of these missionaries. You're hoping to get to the field, but you ain't there yet. Dream on. Walk toward it. You'll get there. Amen. You'll preach, and you'll see people saved. this mission conference, I believe with all my heart, there'll be people get a hold of something. That's what we're here for. I don't know why I'm here. Never met that preacher. I don't know how I missed you, brother. I preached all over this country for 50 years. I don't know how I missed you, but I did, I guess. But anyhow, you just get a hold of that, and God will bless you. I tell you, I could go on and on and on, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. You're going to have to walk by faith. And I tell you, through faith, the elders obtained a good report. And through faith, we can obtain a good report. Oh, I tell you, God's still God, and He still wants to use us all, to build works or go to countries, whatever. And don't underestimate what God can do. I tell you, Hebrews 11:6, He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And He'll reward you. And I say, do it again, Lord. Boy, I'm getting older. Somebody's going to have to pick up a torch for long if time goes on. Ain't too many able to do much. How you get about 80 at least. That's just around the corner for me. But I still have that burning in my heart. And I'm going to go as long as I can. I heard Steny Blue say one time, I'm going to do all I can while I can, everywhere I can, when I can. All I want, wish I would have, when I could have. I got it about as fast as he has. Half what I know comes from him. But anyway, I appreciate being here. And I tell you, there in Hebrews, and I'll close, but I dread facing the Hebrews 11 Christians. You know that great cloud of witnesses, chapter 12? I don't think God will have to open His mouth. They've done it. We got the record. And we go up there and start to make an excuse. Here's this point. They done it. We ought to do more than they do. We got the full Word of God. We got the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is in us. God's in us. We got it. We got it. Let's go give it. Give it. Oh, my folk. I found this morning. I wasn't even looking for it, but the little poem, The Judgment Seat of Christ. I guess some of you could quote it probably, but it's in my, stuck back somewhere. I just, it fell out there on the bed this morning. When I stand at the Judgment Seat of Christ, and He shows me His plan for me, the plan of my life, it might have been, had He had His way, and I see how I blocked Him here, and I checked Him there, and I would not yield my will. Will there be grief in my Savior's eyes? Grieve though He loves me still. He would have me rich. I stand there poor, stripped of all but His grace. While memory runs like a haunted thing down the past, I cannot retrace. Then my desolate heart will not break with tears that I cannot shed. I shall cover my face with my empty hands, and I shall bow my uncrowned head. And I wrote the list of the part here. Lord, of all the years, the months, the weeks, the days that are left to me, I place them in Thy hand. Take me. Use me. Mold me to the pattern Thou hast planned. We're going to face God, folk. I tell you, it can be a joy, but it could be loss of reward. I appreciate getting to be here. We love you. What a blessing to be here and meet these missionaries. Pray for us that God will help us and use us as we go. Preacher.
Complete quietly. I don't know. Maybe God spoke to your heart. He sure did mine. I wonder if you need to come and pray this morning. I guess that's what He will do. Just point over.